This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about how we will often ask God for a sign before we take action. I've been studying lately in the book of Judges about Gideon's story. And as we know, the Israelites were under attack by the Midianites, and God chose Gideon to save them. Now, Gideon was very doubtful that he had actually been chosen for this task because he viewed himself as so unqualified. So he asked God for a sign to be sure this is what God was asking him to do. So first, he left a piece of wool on the floor one night, and he asked God, if the wool is wet with dew in the morning, but the ground is still dry, then I will know that this is what you're asking me to do. The next morning, Gideon squeezed a bowl full of water from that piece of wool. But that wasn't enough. Gideon goes back to God and says, Father, I need a second sign. This time, leave the piece of wool dry while the floor is wet. And the next morning, that was precisely the case. The wool remained dry and the ground was wet. So we see that God responded to Gideon's request for a sign on both occasions. But after God gives you a sign, the next move is yours to take. The question is, will you take it? And sometimes we know when God is speaking directly to us. Maybe he's put something on our hearts, or maybe he's speaking to us through another person. But once we have confirmation, we can't become gripped by fear. We got to take that next step. And so to give us the strength and the courage to do so, let us cling to these words. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and will help you. Isaiah 41:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, ask for a sign, but then be prepared to take action.